It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today on the Amber May show. And I'm really grateful for the show today, and I hope you guys will be blessed by it. Because we're going to be talking to Remnant. I brought him on the show today because I wanted him to tell us where he's come from, where he's been. But most importantly, to tell us where he is today. And he just came out with a brand new album.
Pursuit of the Red Letters is the album. And Red Letter Treatment is actually the website and the main mission.
So I've asked him to come on today to talk about his album that he just came out with. And so I'd like to introduce you, Remnant, today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
For one, let's get started with where you are today and this album, why you created it, and how do we get a hold of it, such and such. And by the way, what we call in the music world today, he is an urban gospel artist, or some people can call him a rapper, but the term nowadays is urban gospel. So when you think of that, you're thinking R&B, you're thinking of hip hop. So when I use that phrase, keep that in mind for those of you who may not know. So tell us about your album. Tell us about why you decided to come up with it.
My album was initially just to. I've always loved hip hop. I've always loved making music. And the album initially was to help generate some extra income from my church and our church. And we're trying to do this building fund. We're trying to create build a new community center. And I was just trying to look for ways where I could try to give back. So that was really initially the main thing. Is I was writing music, I was recording it, and I was enjoying it. And that was the main goal. And then it just kind of enveloped from there, you know, it just kind of, you know, spread, and I got so much positive feedback, and it just encouraged me to want to do something bigger and better, you know, and just try to make something useful from it, you know. And so that's really where it started.
You know, I'm glad that you came up and told Pastor Steve about what you do and decided to write an album, because if I've heard correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, at one time you had writer's block, not too distant in the past.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and finally it just kind of clicked, and this is what you had to do. Yeah. God kind of told you, write this album, and he kind of helped you put it together.
Yes, he absolutely.
And not only is it a blessing, my whole motto of the show is, instead of looking out for just yourself, look out for somebody else, because eventually they're going to look out for you.
Yes.
So it's always looking out for someone else, and that's kind of what you did. You stepped up and it's like, okay, my church has a need. How can I help with my talent?
Yeah.
And by doing that, I've been able to connect with you. If I didn't know that you had this talent, I couldn't have connected with you to bless more people than just the people at our church. And that's the beautiful thing about what I do. I love to be able to inspire people, to touch them where others can't, because radio is so intimate. People don't have to feel like they have to defend themselves. It's just me and them in their radio, and that's it. And they can be relaxed, and hopefully let the Holy Spirit do their thing, and they really receive that. So I'm so glad that you came forward so that us as a team can be blessing other people around the world.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. We have to work together. My writer's block, I've been writing for many years. I've been writing music and performing music for almost 10 years. But what happened essentially was, you know, as I started pursuing my relationship with God and with Christ, and my faith started becoming stronger, the old lifestyle and the old way that I used to live, I couldn't write about it anymore, you know what I mean? So my writer's block was really about not really having anything to say at that point, you know? And at some point I wanted to write a song for my son, which I did. And I actually wrote that song which is Powerful Influence on the album. And I wrote that song to kind of retire, basically. I didn't want to even write music anymore, but I wanted to do something for Caden. And when I did that, that's when it just clicked that I can still write powerful music. I can still write good music. Just need to write about where I am now, like you were saying, and where I am now is completely different than where I was a few years ago. And that's where I think that writer's block kind of went away. It was just like a click went on, or a light went on in my head, and it just made sense, and everything just started coming, and the Holy Spirit took over me, and that's what created this album.
You know, I'm blessed for people that have talents like you. Because of people like you, I have been able to get healed within my heart with deep wounds. And my radio listeners know I have had miscarriages, and it's hurt like no other pain I've ever felt.
I can't even imagine.
And there's some gospel artists, urban gospel artists, that experienced the same thing and wrote about it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it allowed the walls to come down that was in my heart, because I developed such a hatred to God for so long. Mm-hmm. And it just, I still listen to Christian music. I can't, you know, I look back, I'm like, wow, I didn't really go that far, but it, you know, I felt really far from him, because I didn't want nothing to do with him after I've been so hurt. And so people that have talent like you, again, it's another medium where people don't have to have their walls put up, and it can reach them to their soul, because they're relating to the stories that you're telling through your music. Now, going back, you said you weren't always a Christian, or to the point you are today. What was it like growing up for you?
Well, I mean, growing up for me, it was tough. You know, I was raised by a strong single woman. Me and my two brothers. We didn't have, my mom worked two jobs. You know, it's kind of the typical fatherless household. You know, we didn't have, my mom wasn't there a lot because she worked a lot, and so we pretty much governed ourselves. You know, we went to the streets and we hung out with other fatherless children, and you know, essentially, like I said, it's like the blind leading the blind. You know, when you're going out and looking for guidance from an older kid that's 2 years older than you, that really doesn't know anything either, you know, what have you really accomplished, you know? And I just had a very free life. I was free to get in as much trouble as I wanted to get into, and I tried my very best to do as much as I could to get in trouble, quite honestly. And the way we grew up, it was, and it's sad, and so many kids I know are still being raised this way, is we were taught all the wrong things. You know, I was taught to be a man, you gotta take care of yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't take care of nobody else. Nobody's going to take care of you. You better do it yourself. And it's such a, at the time, it may have helped me survive, but it's just such a backwards way of looking at life, you know? And I had that mentality my whole life. I'm talking into my late 20s, almost 30. Like, you're talking a mentality that's so selfish and so just selfish is all it is. But it's the way we were raised, you know? So I grew up, you gotta take care, you gotta make money however you can make money, rob, steal, cheat, do whatever you gotta do to get ahead, because nobody's gonna do it for you. And that mentality led me to a belief that money was gonna solve all my issues. Money was gonna solve all my problems. If you don't have money, then you think money's gonna solve everything. And I did so much to get money. I didn't care. Whatever I had to do. And I'm not going to glorify any of my actions by going real deep into it, but I did a lot of things that I'm not proud of. Mm-hmm. And it was, again, the environment that I was raised in is you have to. Money solves everything. And do whatever you got to do to get it. Hustle hard or don't go at all. You know what I mean? So I just had that mentality, and I've come a long way from where I grew up and what I was, and where my child is now, you know. And even before I started strengthening my relationship with God and Jesus Christ, prior to that, I was going through a change, and that was the birth of my son, you know. And that's when he was born, is when my view on things started skewing a little bit. And I know that was God showing me, like, look, you're not getting it apparently, so I'm just going to show you a little something else. And until I used to not even know what love was, you know,
right?
What I mean?
That's right.
You know? And when you have a child, it just changes the game a whole lot. Not for everybody.
You never
it should,
knew how much
but
you could love someone, huh?
You have no clue. You have no clue until you have it. Yeah. And for you going through everything you've been through, I can only imagine that love's incredible, like incredible. Not to equivalate your love for your child to my love for mine, because it's the same. It doesn't matter. But for what you've been through, that's got to be an incredible feeling to finally have that beautiful baby girl, you know. So it is what it is, you know. And that's just how I was raised, you know. And that change started happening to me when my son was born, and I started seeing looking at things a lot differently, and I started realizing that there was a lot of people in my life, a lot of negativity. Like, I was consumed in negativity. Everything around me was negative. I'm not going to say everything, but a lot of what was around me was negative, and a lot of it was self-inflicted. You know what I mean? This isn't a pity story. This isn't, you know, I brought a lot of trouble onto myself. And that's where I found, in reading the Bible and attending reunion and just praying daily, I've just got to a place where I realize what's more important, you know? And I don't even know how to explain how that felt when I realized it and how I felt the Holy Spirit come over me, because it really has brought a peace to my life that no amount of money could ever bring. You know what That's I mean? Right. I'm truly blessed. I mean, I can provide for my family. I can take care of business, but I'm not the rich guy that I wanted to be. I'm not a millionaire that I looked in, you know, rap magazines and wanted to be. I don't have a Porsche. I don't have all this stuff. But I'm more peaceful now than I've ever been in my life. And I'm raising my child to come up in Christ. And that's all that's really important at the end of the day. And that's why this music, my album, The Red Letter Treatment, or the website and my album, Pursuit of the Red Letters, is about just love, man. Just love people and love each other and let love come back to you.
That's right. Wouldn't you say, especially as a man, now that you know God and you know He's going to take care of you, that isn't that kind of like somewhat of a burden off your shoulders now? It's not just you that has to take care of you. That, yeah, you
Absolutely
should.
Is.
I mean, you should go get your job, obviously. But, you know, at the end of the day, when all of the cards fall down and you just don't know where to turn because nothing's working out, because a lot of stuff is out of our control.
Is out of our control.
You know the one who has all the control. So that has to be somewhat of a relief.
I mean, it's a big burden off your shoulders. I mean, I think as Steve was talking about, Pastor Steve was talking about in church today, like, we worry so much about earthly things, you know? Like, we worry about everything. And I used to do the same thing. I'm stressed about everything. And I was talking about this with my friend earlier today. We stress about the things, and we make these, you know, finances or material things or just the simple earthly things just envelop us, you know? We lose sleep at night over
That's
it,
right.
you know? You know, and it's like,
shouldn't control you, just like
shouldn't.
Pastor Steve said. If
absolutely.
You go to bed thinking about it and you wake up thinking about it, there's something wrong.
There's absolutely something wrong, you know, and we don't belong to this earth.
No.
You know what I mean? And anything here is while we do need to work, we got to provide for our family. That's not to say that that's not important, but if that is the main thing, if that's more important than anything, then you're completely backwards. And I was at one point for a long time.
Remnant, I want to have you back next week because we have much more to talk about. So make sure you guys tune in next week so you can hear the rest of me and Remnant's discussion.
And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
Absolutely.